But right now it is my privilege to welcome in a member of the Mattson family joining me via the phone line, Jared Mattson. Good morning to you, Jared.
Good morning, Mike.
Let's talk a little bit. First, we'll start things off, Jared. Let's talk about your family, first of all. Are you the younger brother or the older brother or your family?
Yep, I'm Eric's younger brother by 2 years.
Okay. And I know your wife is busy on the Caring Bridge website as well. Nicole, she's doing a great job there.
Yep, yeah. My wife, Nicole, we've been married for just over a year now, and we live up in the Brainerd area, but we've been able to kind of help out with the Caring Bridge stuff and help the rest of our family kind of, you know, communicate out the medical updates and everything that they're looking for with Eric's situation.
It's great the family stepping up and really helping with Officer Eric Mattson about 5 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago now, Jared. But let's talk about Eric. I know that he is out of the ICU unit, but let's give our listeners an update on how Officer Mattson is doing, Jared.
Yeah, we were able to get out of the ICU and into a long-term acute care facility. So basically his medical needs are kind of decreasing right now, which is good, and now the new facility is able to increase the therapy he's doing. So he's on a routine right now that's about 4 to 5 hours a day of therapy. That's speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. So some of the stuff they're working on with him is just, you know, the basics of speaking, using his words, eating on his own, getting dressed on his own, working on his balance, kind of sitting up straight, and also standing up on his own. So a lot of the basics right now, but he's made tremendous progress since he's been in this therapy routine so far.
And I know, Jared, this has probably been a couple weeks now. You actually were able to throw, was it a football or a baseball with your brother?
Yeah, it was actually a little, it was a goofy thing that Macklin, his daughter, bought from at the gift shop. It was kind of like a little rubber caterpillar thing that they stood him up on what's called a tilt table, and he's able to kind of throw it back and forth and play catch with me a little bit. So that was a pretty cool moment, that's for sure.
Yeah, and those moments you'll keep as memories, no doubt about it. We're visiting with Jared Mattson, the brother of Officer Eric Mattson. And I know, Jared, Megan and Eric had a very special day this last Tuesday as well.
Yeah, this Tuesday was Eric and Megan's sixth wedding anniversary. So kind of leading up to that, Megan and us have kind of been working on his speech. And actually that morning he's able to get the words out, happy anniversary, Megan, I love you. And that was, you know, that was really special for her, and then special for our family too. So that was a really awesome moment.
And I know it was Megan's birthday as well, so a belated birthday in the month of January for Megan too.
Yeah, and actually that happened when we were still at North, but that was another day where Eric was aware and was able to kind of be present for that. And I know he gave Megan a hug that morning on her birthday, so that was pretty cool.
And I know, Jared, the community, not only here in Albert Lea, Freeborn County, statewide, national attention, a lot of folks are saying prayers for the Mattson family.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know, just kind of reiterate from our family just how grateful we are for, you know, the donations, the support, all the signs of the blue lights and the blue ribbons, and just like the kind words, you know, people coming up to you, up to me and like our other family in town, just saying they're thinking about us, they're praying for Eric, you know, asking how he's doing. All that just means a lot to all of us.
And there is opportunities for folks, City and County Credit Union here at Skyline Plaza, Farmer State Bank and Freeborn Heartland and Albert Lea accepting donations. You mentioned, Jared, those blue lights that I know Megan, when she does get a chance to come back home, she does see those blue lights. They're available at Statheim Jewelers. There are Mattson Strong Flags available at Albert Lea Convention and Visitors Bureau. And all kinds of fundraisers, not only in Albert Lea, but in Waseca as well. And hang on here, Jared, just stopping into the studio this morning. We've got a special guest for you this morning. Don Nolander is with us. Don?
Oh, how's it going, Don?
Going good. And I'm glad to hear things are going well for Eric. You know, when you've been in law enforcement, and something happens to somebody else in law enforcement, it just really, really digs deep into you. And you know, there's been a lot of prayers. The Freeborn County, Waseca. I've visited with the chief deputy and others up in Waseca County, and the prayers that are out there from the people are just massive, and we're sure hoping that things go well.
Absolutely, and I think part of it too is just the support for not only Eric but kind of all law enforcement officers has been really cool to see, and we're kind of hoping that his situation can kind of and his recovery can be something that builds kind of awareness for that and more support for our law enforcement officers.
Absolutely, and it's wonderful to hear the progress that's being made. Couple of things I wanted to, I know that the Mattson family, Eric and the kids and all are strong Christians and believers, and I know that those prayers are reaching them, and I just hope that they understand how important that is to all of us to be doing that. Doesn't cost us anything to be saying those extra prayers for Eric, Megan, and the whole family. So one of the
I couldn't agree more. I mean, a miracle to get as far as he did, and now, the prayers just every day helping him in his recovery and helping giving us and the family and Eric strength to continue on and, fight this battle he's fighting and hopefully overcome and make a recovery.
You bet. And just a couple of things, I'm also serving on the Fair Board now with Mike, and this coming fair on Saturday night, we have just announced that we have one of the top Christian performing groups, and that's the Newsboys United, and we would like to host the Mattson family for that show, and just to show the feeling and the support that we have, we'd like to support the family and host the family for that show on that Saturday night. We don't need to worry about details now, but as we get closer, we'll get those things worked out, and we really, really look forward to having the Mattson family there for the Newsboys United.
Well, that'd be awesome. That's definitely something we'll be looking forward to. We appreciate that, Don.
Well, we're looking forward to it too. I mean, we started last year with top Christian groups, and it just seems that that's something really important, and especially at this time with what's been going on, we have strong Christian support in our area. So, I just. The best be with you, and our prayers are with you and the whole family. And please let Megan and Eric and the rest of the family know that we're praying for them and that we're looking forward to that Saturday with the Newsboys United.
I will certainly do that.
And Jared, anything else? I know the prayers can mean a whole lot. We continue to wish you nothing but the best, and we continue to push forward, and we take it one day at a time, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things with the type of injury that Eric, sustained, that it's going to be a long road, and it's kind of, there's a lot of small victories, and we find, comfort and excitement in those little victories, but he's moving in the right direction, and, I mean, like I said, we can't say thank you enough to the elderly community, Freeborn County, Waseca, and, all of the state of Minnesota. It's been overwhelming, and we're just so appreciative of all that.
Jared, my thoughts, prayers go with you, Nicole, the two young daughters with Eric and Megan, and wish you nothing but the best for success. And I do appreciate the time you've given me and Megan gave me a couple weeks ago to talk about the progress that Eric is making. And we continue to be Mattson strong here on Kate Radio and statewide.
Well, thanks again, Mike. Thanks for giving us the platform to share the updates on Eric. I know people are always looking for that, and they like hearing those things. So thank you to you guys at Kate Radio.
We continue to be Mattson strong. We continue to fight the battle. We're going to fly and say a prayer for the Mattson family.